Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 15, Number 1, Winter 2015. Holiday Closings. January 19th, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. February 17th, Mardi Gras. Currency Readers. Recipients of currency readers experiencing technical difficulties may contact the Bureau of Engraving and Printing Call Center at 1-844-815-9388 or meaningful.access@bep.gov. The call center is staffed during regular business hours Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, excluding federal holidays. Free slates and styluses. The National Federation of the Blind believes every blind person should have all of the available tools as a means of gaining independence. The slate and stylus have long been and continue to be valuable tools for writing Braille and have the same flexibility, portability, and affordability as a pen or pencil. The NFB has launched a program to give a 4-line, 28-cell, aluminum slate and round plastic bulb stylus, free of charge, to any blind person in the United States or Puerto Rico who requests them. For more information, visit https://nfb.org/free-slate-program. Unified English Braille. Unified English Braille is intended to develop one set of rules that can be applied throughout various types of English language material. The exception to this unification is music Braille, which UEB specifically does not encompass because it is well standardized internationally. UEB is designed to be understood by people familiar with Braille, while also including support for specialized math and science symbols, computer-related symbols, and more specialized programming language syntax, foreign alphabets, and visual effects, bullets, bold type, accent marks, and so on. A cheat sheet is available at http://www.aph.org/accessible-media-guidelines/UEB-cheat-sheet-5-2012.pdf. Braille Authority of North America is pleased to share the ABCs of UEB by Constance Risyard, which outlines the major differences between English Braille American Edition and UEB. Although this is not a complete instruction manual, it provides examples and practice exercises that allow people who already know English Braille American Edition to quickly build on their knowledge to understand UEB. National Federation of the Blind 2015 Scholarships. To recognize achievement of blind scholars, the National Federation of the Blind annually offers blind post-secondary students the opportunity to win one of 30 merit-based scholarships worth $3,000 and $12,000. All scholarships are awarded on the basis of academic excellence, community service, and leadership. Applicants must be legally blind in both eyes, must reside in the United States, the District of Columbia, or Puerto Rico, and must be pursuing or planning to pursue a full-time post-secondary course of study in a degree-granting program at a U.S. institution in the fall semester of 2015. Scholarship finalists must participate in the entire National Federation of the Blind Convention and in all of its scheduled scholarship activities. Each finalist will receive assistance to attend the convention, an excellent opportunity for networking with active blind persons in many fields. For further information, visit www.nfb.org/scholarship or contact Patty Gregory Chang at 410-659-9314, extension 2415, or scholarship@nfb.org. The application deadline is March 31st, 2015. Book Talks Update. In honor of Black History Month, our book for February will be Cane River by Lalita Tatamy. Tatamy's fictionalized account of her maternal ancestors from 1834 to the 1950s begins with her enslaved great-great-great-great-grandmother, Elizabeth, and continues with three generations of successively lighter descendants. She describes these women's struggles for freedom and justice on a Creole plantation in Cane River, Louisiana. If you would like to order a copy, the book number is DB052281. We will begin our email discussion on Friday, February 20th. Not a member yet? Please email Sarah Nelson at snelson@slol.lib.la.us with your name and email address, and we will add you to the discussion list. New digital books. Fiction. DB 79316, Ghost Ship, a novel from the Numa Files by Clive Cussler. DB 79182, All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. DB 79103, Walking on Water, The Walk Series, Book 5 by Richard Paul Evans. DB 79053, Natchez Burning by Greg Isles. DB 79470, The Good Girl by Mary Kubeka. DB 79215, The Last Bride by Beverly Lewis. DB 79194, The Marriage Pact by Linda Leo Miller. DB 79216, Bridge to Haven by Francine Miller. DB 78712, The Devaney Brothers, Michael and Patrick by Cheryl Woods. DB 79312, Carnal Curiosity by Stuart Woods. Nonfiction. DB 78977, My Usual Table, A Life in Restaurants by Coleman Andrews. DB 78990, Dark Invasion, 1915, Germany's Secret War and the Hunt for the First Terrorist Cell in America by Howard Bloom. DB 78942, The Promise of a Pencil, How an Ordinary Person Can Create Extraordinary Change by Adam Braun. DB 79036, Hard Choices by Hillary Rodham Clinton. DB 79436, Save the Date, The Occasional Mortifications of a Serial Wedding Guest by Jen Dahl. DB 78979, That God's Work Be Displayed, What I Saw After I Lost My Sight by John Erickson. DB 79228, Open Mind, Faithful Heart, Reflections on Following Jesus by Pope Francis. DB 79313, Confidence Code, The Science and Art of Self-Assurance, What Women Should Know by Caddy Kay and Claire Shipman. DB 79237, The Women of Duck Commander by the Robertsons. DB 79355, Good Call, Reflections on Faith, Family, and Fowl by Jace Robertson. Visual Braille App for iPad. Works with your Apple iPad or iPad Mini running iOS 7 or later. The free Visual Brailler is a Braille writer for your iPad. It displays a traditional 6-dot keyboard and simulated Braille on your iPad screen. You can edit and save your work, which makes Visual Brailler perfect to use for on-the-go practice for NLS certification exercises. Visual Brailler supports any code you wish to use because it makes no assumptions about what you are writing. Use it to help learn new codes such as Unified English Braille and record your progress. For transcribers who are blind, Visual Brailler also works with Bluetooth refreshable Braille displays with keyboards such as APH's Refresher Braille 18. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Free Braille Books Program. The American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults has selections from the Free Braille Books Program and would like to get them into the hands of children who will enjoy them. All of these gently used books are in contracted Braille. They are at two reading levels. The first level is for children in grades K through 2nd. The second level is for children in grades 3 through 6. If you would like to have some of these books sent, please contact the Action Fund at 410-659-9315, extension 2287, or visit www.actionfund.org/free-braille-books for more information. Low Vision Technology Workshop. The Louisiana School for the Visually Impaired is sponsoring the Low Vision Technology Workshop for teachers of the visually impaired, classroom teachers, parents of visually impaired blind students, and paraeducators. The free workshop will be held January 29th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on the campus of the Louisiana Schools for Deaf and Visually Impaired, 2888 Brightside Lane, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the Student Center. Workshop topics include Apple accessibility, low vision technology tools and resources, iPad compatible magnifier equipment, services available to students statewide. For additional information, contact Blanche Falk at 225-757-3489. To register, please send your name, address, school system, or place of employment, phone number, and email address to bfalk@lsdvi.org. Register by Friday, January 9th. Free Family Information Fair. The St. Tammany Parish School System Special Education Department team is planning a family information fair for students with disabilities and their families to be held at Harrison Curriculum Center Thursday evening, January 22nd, from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. The family information fair will connect students with disabilities and their families to the agencies and community resources that will assist them as they make plans to transition from school to meaningful employment, career choices, and living independently. The address and phone number for Harrison Curriculum Center is 706 West 28th Avenue, Covington, Louisiana 70433, 985-898-3300. 2015 NFB Writers Division Writing Contest. The annual Youth and Adult Writing Contest, sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind's Writers Division, will open January 1st and close April 1st. For the first time, the contest will have a theme to honor the Federation's 75th birthday. All submissions must somehow incorporate the theme of 75. It does not have to be about the anniversary of NFB. It could just be the number 75, or perhaps a diamond anniversary, 75 steps to your destination, or even 75 balloons. Let your imagination take over. Adult contests, including poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and stories for youth, are open to all entrants who are at least 18 years old. The Youth Writing Contest for Poetry and Fiction promote Braille literacy and excellence in writing. The contests are divided into three groups: elementary, middle, and high school. Prizes for contest winners range up to $100 for adult categories and up to $30 for youth. All contest winners will be announced the first week in July at the Writers Division Business Meeting during the NFB National Convention. In addition, a list of winners will appear on the NFB website at http://writers.nfb.org. All contest winners' pieces will be considered for publication in the division's magazine, Slate and Style. For additional details and submission guidelines, visit the NFB website at http://writers.nfb.org. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions: Jane Wheelahan, R.C. Rogers, and G.H. Rogers. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, and descriptive video collection, and supports volunteer efforts in the area. To contribute, make checks payable to the Jones Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a 1-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70802. Telephone numbers: toll free 800-543-4702. Phone 225-342-0035. Fax 225-342-6817. Braille service 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us. tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Hours open to the public, Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., Friday by telephone and email only. Library services, recorded books and magazines, Braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog and barred download service. Eligibility. Any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences.